Hundreds lined the streets of Center City, Philadelphia today for a parade celebrating the Taney Dragons Little League World Series run. And as WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports, the team was the city's first Little League squad to play in the elite tournament.
Taney fever was in overdrive as the Dragons made their way down Broad Street toward FDR Park in South Philadelphia. Many in the cheering crowd shook signs and snapped cell phone photos as the Little League squad passed by on colorful floats. Kathleen Anderson was among those who gathered by the Kimmel Center. She says the team was a much-needed bright spot.
They brought a lot of joy to the city and some unity during a hard summer. And they brought all these people out, you know, to have a good time and support them. So I think they brought a lot of hope, too.
Former Mount Airy resident Milt Colston wholeheartedly agrees.
A lot of our time is spent watching the news, watching the negative about our young people, about what's going on in our communities. And this is the one time, you know, we have some positive things going on in the community. And I can't see how anyone would miss the opportunity to be out here and be a part of this.
The parade featured performances by the Philly Pops and the Mummers. The Dragons' Little League World Series run captivated the city and the nation. Behind the pitching of Sports Illustrated cover girl Monet Davis, the team earned a coveted spot in South Williamsport. The Dragons fell one game short of reaching the U.S. championship game. That still makes them the third best Little League team in the country and champions in the eyes of their hometown. I'm Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.